happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where there will be a state funeral on Thursday, January 9th, for former President Jimmy Carter, who died today in Plains, Georgia. President Biden declared the date a national day of mourning. In an address to the nation, Biden spoke of Carter's humanitarian nature.
Can you imagine Jimmy Carter walking by someone who needs something and just keep walking? Can you imagine Jimmy Carter referring to someone by the way they look or the way they talk?
Carter served as governor of Georgia before seeking the presidency in 1976, and he is being remembered there.
Following news of the 100-year-old former president's death, local residents came out to pay their respects. Among them, Tanner Jorgensen, who brought an Atlanta Braves hat as a tribute.
So I know he's a big Braves fan. He was a good guy. He was definitely a Georgia legend, and it was good to be able to pay tribute in any way. Hope his family's at peace. 100 years old, that's amazing. Accomplishment.
Members of the public are also encouraged to send condolence messages on a tribute website. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
CBS's Skylar Henry tells us about Carter's life after the White House.
He built homes with Habitat for Humanity, wrote more than 20 books, and established a Center for Human Rights. In 2002, Carter was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in the Middle East and Third World nations.
There's a lot of exciting things to be done now in this wonderful phase of my life.
That wonderful phase lasted 44 years. In South Korea, investigators have retrieved the jet's flight data and cockpit voice recorders of the airliner that crashed, killing 179 people. But they warn it may take months to determine the cause of the landing strip crash. Meanwhile, family and other loved ones are coming to grips with terrible loss.
Inside the airport, families gathered to hear a fire official read out the names of the victims. All of them were South Korean, except for two Thai citizens. Mr. Meng's grandnephews were on board. It was their first foreign trip, he said, a treat with their father.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reporting. South Korean law enforcement officials want a warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol as they investigate whether his short-lived martial law decree this month amounted to rebellion. It was a rough weekend weather-wise across the southeast. This resident of Brandon, Mississippi, had a close call with damaging winds.
Before I could even move, the window blew out, tree came crashing through the roof, and the whole top of the house came down on my head. Luckily, I wasn't hurt. The fire department had to come out and actually dig me out.
There were dozens of reports of tornadoes across Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Or was he like?
Great, wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I.
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Ear, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Betrayal, eternity encased in earth and stone.
Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new Queen of Dreams from their upcoming album, Subnivian. That song was called Between the Ice and Snow. Before that, The Dragon Can Still Fly. Queen of Dreams, a great band out of Madison, Wisconsin. And they got their CD release party happening Friday, January 31st at the Crucible here in Madison. I can't wait to sit down and have a good afternoon and listen to that full album when it drops. Make sure you check them out online. They're on Spotify, all the streaming networks, and of course, Bandcamp, where you can buy the album. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. Rob Roberts is going to take over at 9 o'clock tonight. We don't have live in the lair. Hope you all had a great holiday. Happy New Year's to you coming up next week. Coming up in this hour, we got some music from the Up and Up. They have a show coming up that I'll tell you all about. Plus music from the Almas, Blaming on Kane, and Herd of Bison just around the corner. Right now, this band is in the studio working on brand new music. I cannot wait to feast my ears on this as well. It's the Takeaways. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All of my love, all of my love.
world-famous Mask Intruder and all of my love, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I'm Jimmy K, filling in for Terry and Rocker tonight. They'll be back next week, I believe. A date that you need to circle on your calendar is Friday, January 17th. If you're a punk rock fan, it's the Wisconsin Punk Fest, featuring Direct Hit, Wristwatch, and the Red Skulls. And this band right here out of Milwaukee, The Up and Up. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Blame It on Kane and their latest song, Stay. Blame It on Kane, no shows on the books for them right now, but we just made a post on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page that outlined all the guests we've had in studio in 2024. Of course, Blame It on Kane was one of those guests live in the lair. If you want to catch the podcast for any of our past interviews or live in the lair, you could do that right now at maxincradio.com or at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. Radio page. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Tim Crone Photography, the e-camera captures more than just a picture. It grabs a moment, a memory, and a piece of art. Weddings, bands, motorcycles, and so much more. Meet Tim at timcronephotos.com. That's Tim Crone, K-R-O-N, photos.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Geez, all I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, you'll blow your budget out.
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site, movetomadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here! Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, dad, it's so easy. Just go to movetomadison.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie in sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. Crowded when everybody is shopping. It gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubted. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me. The sound fair,
though I still feel so surrounded. 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 Corners always so full now. Empty. So empty. So empty. People walking but now all gone. It's time to see through the glass walls and the dead right
to the point. By a Saturday void, COVID-19 I'm trying to avoid. 2020, the whole year was destroyed, especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye, it happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try, to care about others as you do for yourself to get by. Is
empty,
like a bottle without the drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty
of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky,
invite a family in time, I bet you
missed me.
I cleared my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Watch your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing, we all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Surrounded. Surrounded. So empty. People walking, but now all gone. It's time to see.
Civic Media. We are local music. That's Herd of Bison and the song Surround It, one of my favorites from Herd of Bison. I'm Jimmy Kay, original local music from Wisconsin. Here is Eddie 8 Dynamite and All About That Girl. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
I was living on High Street, wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life is a landmine. My eyes were a blur. Drowning in the drunk tank, spending most of my days reaching for the live wire that I couldn't hold. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Oh, 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 we go it alone. Eyes have gone crazy, paint me up and leave.
Go.
blue jeans for weeks. Life hit a landslide and fell into place. Spending most of my days looking for a new.
To Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's American Scarecrows out of Minneapolis, Broken Bones and Mountains, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts before that, and their song High Street. You can catch Miles Nielsen with Kenny Hoopla, Letters to Cleo in Portugal, January 9th at the Sylvie. That's going to be a great show. Hey, I got a double dip of the Rogue Electrics coming up after the top of the hour. Plus, in the meantime, music from Old Oaks and now Kelsey Miles, who was just in town for a reunion. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just talk at you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time,
every time.
I go back every time,
every time.
You and I,
and
I go back. Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh, Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
Go back.
for the storm to blow through, waiting through my mind, watching the storm blow through you, with you, for
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where former President Jimmy Carter will receive a state funeral January 9, a date President Biden has declared a national day of mourning. Carter served just 4 years in the White House, 1977 to 1981, and it was a challenging time, as we hear from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Jimmy Carter said he prayed very hard when Americans were taken hostage in Tehran in 1979. It tested his faith that they would not be released until minutes after his successor, Ronald Reagan, took the oath of office in 1981.
That's the happiest moment, I think, of my life, when I was still on the reviewing stand and the Secret Service came and told me the hostages were in the air.
The Iran crisis was not the only time the 39th president turned to God. Mr. Carter, who described himself as born again, attended church whenever he could while in the White House. His Secret Service code name was the Deacon, and some